Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Midland University in town to take on Hastings in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. The women's game up first as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter. And coach, it seems like we say this each and every week, but another big week for us with Midland and Morningside on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, everybody keeps talking about the Morningside game, but Midland is really good team. You know, their record doesn't necessarily indicate their skills and the talent that they have on that team. They've played a really, really tough schedule and two huge games, but this one tonight will definitely be a challenge for us.
Everybody talking about Morningside, going to be the I think the game of the week this weekend in the NAIA. Any concern at all about maybe your players looking past Midland tonight in the challenge at hand?
No, I don't think so. I think we've kind of locked in on Midland and you know, we've had a week to prepare and you know, I think they understand that they're, you know, about to face a really good team tonight. So, you know, we spend so much time, you know, talking about scouting report and talking about, you know, this is how we're going to guard them and the adjustments that we need to make and things like that, that I'm not sure they have time to even think about the Morningside game yet.
You've had a week to get ready since we played the last time at Nebraska Wesleyan. Is that good at this point in the season?
Well, yeah, it's great for rest. You know, when you're playing well, you'd like to just continue to keep on playing as a coach. You know, but it's also something that's necessary. I think the week's been good for our kids and their legs, hopefully. And we've had a couple kids, you know, just not feel well with the flu or whatever. So it's been good that way. But at the same, and obviously a great opportunity to really prepare for the weeks ahead. We've done a lot of breakdown stuff and you know, refining and, you know, fine-tuning some of the things that we felt like we needed to work on. So it's been a good week for that.
We make the turn after tonight, so that's a 7-2 in the conference. Do you like the way the team is playing right now? Like the position right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, there's always things that you look at as a coach and you say, you know, we could do this better and we could do that better. And, you know, offensively, I feel like we've been able to really spread the ball around a little bit, spread our opportunities to score around. We've had kids step up and I think the continuity of our offense has gotten a lot better over the last couple of months. Defensively, you know, we've had really, really bright moments where our defense has been pretty stifling. And then, you know, there's been times where as we've talked before, you and I, about the miscommunication and things like that, you know, you just work throughout the course of a season. And I would say that we're still in progress there. But you know, hopefully that continues to improve.
Last game out was a win over Nebraska Wesleyan. Seems like a long time ago, just a week though, in Lincoln, 88-61. It looks like we played well and blew Wesleyan out of there, but that was a game that we did not play our best basketball.
No, you know, we were a little bit sluggish, I thought. We obviously didn't play Jamie, and that you know, tweaks you a little bit just from a familiarity and just looking for different things at the beginning of the game than maybe we're used to. So didn't play considerably well. I didn't think we played terrible. I just didn't think that you know, we played necessarily with the same urgency as we had in the past. So, you know, that's just one of those things where I'm not sure our kids overlooked the game, but we'd been through a pretty intense stretch there for a few games and maybe a little bit of a letdown from an urgency and intensity perspective.
Well, the big advantage on the boards that night, 51-37, maybe the turning point in the ballgame there.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we've been able to do over the course of the season is really crash and give ourselves extra opportunities on the offensive end with offensive rebounds and putbacks and just create more possessions for our team. But, you know, that was probably the difference in that game, really, because we didn't shoot the ball particularly well. They took away a couple of the things that we normally, you know, can go to. So offensive rebounding was huge in that game.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Midland as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. It's Hastings and Midland University here tonight. Like you mentioned before the break, not a flashy record tonight, 10-9 for Midland, but they're sitting at 6-3 in the conference, just a game behind us in the G-Pack. So a very capable team we'll see tonight.
Yeah, they're very talented, and like we've talked about, their record doesn't necessarily indicate, you know, their talent. They've played a couple of Division II teams. They've played, you know, they beat Morningside. They beat Briarcliffe. They've had some really good wins. They beat Roosevelt, who was rated in the top 10 in the country at the time. So some really nice wins. They competed really well with Concordia the other day. So they have a couple of freshmen that are really kind of coming into their own and you know, figuring out the college basketball thing and have been shooting it really well lately. So they match up with us pretty well. They have a big kid. They have some guards who are dual threat kids who can really score it. They're going to try to push it in transition, play very similar to the way we do. So, you know, we definitely, from a matchup standpoint, are going to have our hands full and going to be challenged.
You talked about the wins that they got. They're kind of a tough team to figure out because they lost at home to Dakota Wesleyan, a team that we blew out a couple of weeks ago. So maybe an up-and-down type of team this year.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, they have a new coach, and so it takes a while to – it reminds me of us where we were at last year at this time, where January was kind of where we hit our stride and we were playing probably our best basketball in the season last year. So you kind of see that budding a little bit in Midland. They, you know, they're probably starting to figure out some of the things that their coach is asking them to do and how to make that work. And, you know, defensively, they're tough. They fight through screens. They're not easily screened. And they try to make a lot of plays. You know, they deflect a lot of passes and they're very active, tough on the board. So, you know, they're playing really well right now. They're coming off of a big win against Briarcliffe at the Tyson Center in Sioux City. So I think they're really feeling good about where they're at.
You've got two players averaging double figures, a Johnson girl and then the Lacari girl in double figures. What have you seen out there?
Well, Sammy Lacari is a phenomenal player. She's really smart, has a great basketball IQ. She's a true point guard. She's always looking for the open guy, and she finds him fairly regularly. And she also is their leading rebounder as the point guard and leading rebounder. You know, you don't see that very often, but she's got a great knack for the ball and she leads the team in steals, plays 32 minutes a game, just an all-around player, brings a lot to their team. So it's going to be a key for us tonight to really contain her and make sure that, you know, we know where she's at and try to limit her opportunities to find teammates and things like that. Jamila Johnson is a phenomenal athlete. She's somebody who's constantly trying to make plays on defense, using her athleticism to double team in the post, double team on the wing. Sometimes, you know, she just chases the ball and double teams wherever she can get. So great athlete. She runs the floor really well. They find her a lot in transition. She leaks out early. So again, you know, two dual threat kids that can knock down the three if you play off of them, and they're going to get to the rim if you, you know, overplay the shot. So, definitely going to be, two guys that we're going to have to stop tonight.
Do we have an advantage someplace? What do we attack tonight?
Well, I mean, I think Laurel obviously inside is an advantage for us. They have a big kid too. You know, I think we need to have some inside outside attack. They're going to bring 2-3 guys at Laurel. They bring 2-3 guys at any post player, let alone, you know, Laurel being the post presence that she is. So, we're going to have to find the guys that are open, which isn't an easy thing because their doubles come early, and it's easy to throw it into one of those double teams. So we're gonna have to really move without the ball and make sure that we're setting screens on bodies and finding the open guy and crashing the offensive boards. Anytime a team double teams, you should be able to get to the rim and get some rebounds because there's not a guy to box you out. So hopefully we can find some offensive boards tonight.
After this week, like we mentioned, Midland and Morningside, next week Concordia and Briarcliff. We're either going to be pretenders or contenders by next week, huh?
Yeah, it's a tough stretch here, and our team has been able to win some big games so far down the stretch, but now we're going to be tested, and there's really nothing better than being tested at this time of the year. It's going to help you figure out real quick what you need to fix and where you're going to go from here. So one game at a time, and every single one of them is going to be a challenge. And we've talked a lot about making sure that we're tough at home, because every game on the road is going to be a challenge the rest of the way through the end of the GPAC season. So it should be a fun one tonight.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Midland and Hastings tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings getting set to take on Midland University. Team coming in here out of Fremont, Nebraska to take on Hastings tonight. In a women's men's basketball doubleheader, the women's game is up first. Hastings currently sitting number 10 in the country this week in the NAIA Division II poll. Broncos are sitting at 16-2 on the season. They are 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland is at 10-9 overall. They're at 6-3 in conference play. Midland has picked up some big victories in the conference so far this season, and they have lost three games. Probably the head scratcher was at home when they lost by 11 to Dakota Wesleyan, 85-74. They've lost to number one ranked Northwestern, 89-69. They've lost to Concordia by the score of 82-74. They're coming off of a big upset win over Briarcliff at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City on Saturday, knocking off the Chargers by the score of 83-68. They also have a win in the conference over Nebraska Wesleyan, 77-64. They beat Doan 64-62 at home. They beat Mount Marty on the road 61-47. They beat Morningside at home by a score of 68-64. They also have a win on the road over Dort College at 70-51. Midland, a team that comes in, they're averaging 69.1 points per ball game on offense. That is number 10 in the conference. But they are very good on defense, as Gary talked about during the pregame show. They're giving up only 67.4 points per ball game. That is second in the conference. Hastings College now averaging 79.7 points per ball game on offense. That is fifth in the conference. They're giving up 68.8 points per ball game on defense. That is number four in the conference. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Warriors of Midland tonight, they will go this way. Jamala Johnson is a 5'9" junior out of Omaha Marion. Johnson is averaging 13.4 points and 2.8 rebounds per game. She's our leading scorer in the team. Sammy Lucari is a 5'6" freshman out of Columbus. Lucari is averaging 12.9 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. Joella Anderson is a 5'10" junior out of Lincoln. Anderson averaging 8.7 points and 5.6 rebounds per game. Kelly Page is another starter, 5'7", a senior from Melbourne, Australia. Page is averaging 7 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. And Taylor Shepherd, a 6'2" junior post player out of Lincoln, averaging 9.7 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. For the Broncos of Hastings, they'll go this way. Cammy Bruckman, 5'9", a senior out of Silver Lake. Bruckman is averaging 16.4 points per ball game and 5 rebounds per game. Abby Jackson, 5'6", and a junior from Hastings St. Cecilia, averaging 5.7 and 3 rebounds per game. Jamie Van Kirk, 5'9", junior out of Sutton. Van Kirk is the third leading scorer in the G-Pack, averaging 17.2 points per ball game, grabbing 4.3 rebounds per game. Frankie Peterson, 5'9", a senior out of Cambridge, averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per game. Then Laurel Zwiener, 6'4", a senior out of Pleasanton, averaging 14.7 points and 7.7 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups tonight brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Hastings dressed in their homestanding white uniforms tonight, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Midland will be in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Ball is in the air, and the tip is going to be controlled by the Warriors. So Midland comes into the forecourt for the first time. Here's Johnson with the ball. Very good point guard out of Omaha Marion. They go over there on the wing to Kelly Page. They get her inside now to a Taylor Shepherd. They get back outside down in the corner. That's going to be Lucari. She tries the baseline. Can't do it against Abby Jackson. Comes out on the wing down to Johnson. Johnson takes it to the elbow. Can't put up a shot. Back outside the ring. Now it's Anderson with the ball. Anderson comes outside the three-point arc. Now to Page. Lobs it inside. There's a shot by Shepherd. No good. As the shot clock expires. Rebound comes down here to Frankie Peterson. Frankie Peterson, outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Abby Jackson. Here come the Broncos. Jackson hands it away to Jamie Van Kirk. She drives it down the left side of the lane. Stops and pops from 10. Shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped out. Jackson grabs the ball. Jackson sends it back inside his Wiener. Spins in a lane. Puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Ball is knocked out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings. Knocked out of bounds there by Joel Anderson out of Midland. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Just underway here at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. We played 54 seconds. No score between Hastings and Midland. Abby Jackson looking to play things in. A couple of players hit the deck in the lane there. Get back on their feet. Frankie Peterson was one of those girls, and now she gets the ball back here. Peterson comes outside the ring. That's going to be Van Kirk. Lobs it inside to Zwiener with a back to the basket. Laurel Zwiener backs up, spins, puts a move on, throws it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Anderson, and she's fouled in the play. Anderson goes down. She's fouled there by Peterson of Hastings. First foul on Frankie, and the first team foul on the Broncos here in the first half of play. 18:50 remaining in the first half. No score between Hastings and Midland. Now the Broncos will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Anderson. Brings it across the 10-second line. Gets it to Kelly Page. She hails out of Melbourne, Australia. Page has got the ball now in the wing on the right side. Dribbles behind an Anderson screen. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her shot off the window is going to be no good. Offensive rebound by Anderson. A follow shot is up and in. Joelle Anderson hitting the first field goal of the ball game. That's 2-0. Midland has got the lead over Hastings tonight in women's college basketball. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson bounce pass comes over here on the wing on the left side to Cammy Bruckman. Out to Jamie Van Kirk over on the right side down the wing. Abby Jackson has got it. Abby looking to penetrate on the dribble. Gives it down to Frankie Peterson. Lobs it down low. Zwiener grabs it and she loses it out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. The Broncos average 14 turnovers per ball game. That's number one right there. As the pass came in there and went over the head of Zwiener out of bounds. It's a 2-0 ball game, and now we've got a whistle here. We got some problems with the shot clock as it was sitting at 8 seconds, so I'll have to reset that. 18:06 to play in the first half. Hastings College is trailing Midland by the score of 2-0. We get the clock reset, and here we come again. Midland comes down the near sideline. Johnson with the ball. Johnson down the right sideline, cuts it to the elbow down the right side of the lane, gives it away to Kelly Page, lobs it inside down to Taylor Shepherd. Shepherd goes inside. There's a shot up there, no good by Lucari, and she's fouled in the play. Shepherd goes to Sammy Lucari, slicing down the lane, and Lucari is fouled in the play there by Hastings. A foul is going to go on Jackson. That's going to be a first. That's team foul number 2 in the Broncos, and going to the free throw line will be Sammy Lucari. She's an 82% foul shooter in the season. That is number five in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and she misses her free throw. She'll have one more shot here. She is 94 for 114 on free throws coming in here. Next one is up to its good, and Midland has got the early lead over Hastings. 3-0 is the score. The Warriors 3-0. Hastings has gone over 2 minutes without scoring here in this basketball game. Here's Van Kirk. Her long-range jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down here to a Sammy Lucari running back the other way. Lucari to Page. There's a nice pass. A shot up and in. Taylor Shepard scores, and Carey wants to call a timeout as Midland has jumped on the Broncos early. We've got a timeout with 17 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the first half. It's Midland 5, Hastings nothing.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Woe back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. 5-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead over Hastings in women's college basketball. Broncos have gone nearly 3 minutes now without scoring. Here's Abby Jackson over to Van Kirk on the wing on the left side, trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Zwiener sets a screen. Now Van Kirk takes it down on the baseline. They give the ball away to Zwiener. Back outside to Peterson. Her shot for three. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down here to Johnson. Johnson has got the ball in backcourt now for Midland to the far sideline. Lucari. Lucari brings it back to the center of the floor. Now circles around out here in three-point territory. Sammy Lucari with the ball as she works here against Abby Jackson. Drives it down the lane. Goes up with a shot. It's knocked out of her hand. She loses control of it out of bounds. And they give the ball to Hastings. Turnover on Midland. The Warriors average 17 turnovers per ball game on offense. They force 19 on the opposite end. 5-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. Over 3 minutes into the ball game here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Abby Jackson with the ball. Abby drives it into the lane. Her pass is going to be deflected, and it's brought down here by Kelly Page. A turnover on Hastings. Long pass down the floor is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Johnson. It's intercepted here by Hastings. A long pass down the floor is going to be knocked out of bounds. So the Broncos will play things in. 16:36 to play here in the first half. 5-0. Midland has got the lead over Hastings. Abby Jackson will play things in. Deep in the corner here on the near sideline. Abby's got the ball. Looking. Finally gets it in here to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk right in front of the Midland bench, dribbling with the ball, slides it down the lane, goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Shepard. Taylor Shepard to the near sideline. Here's a Sammy Lucari with the ball. Pulls up at the elbow, drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound Anderson. Joel Anderson has got the offensive rebound. Goes over to Johnson. Now deep in the corner. With the basketball down there is going to be Sammy Lucari. She comes out here in the 3-point territory against Abby Jackson. Out of Shepard. They lob it inside to Anderson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Jackson. Abby runs her back the other way for Hastings College. We have played 4 minutes here in the ballgame. Hastings still looking for their first points of the ballgame. Jackson drives the ball to the hole. Her shot is up there. It is good, and she's fouling the play. Abby Jackson gets one to go down. That wanted to roll out of there, but decided to spin down through the hole. The foul is going to be called here on Kelly Page of Midland. Jackson gets the field goal, and now she'll go to the free throw line for one shot here. So 5-2 is the score. Hastings College trailing here in the ballgame. They went 4 minutes and 1 second without scoring here in this basketball game. And now Jackson's got a chance to convert on a three-point play. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Abby Jackson gets Hastings on the scoreboard. It's now a 5-3 ball game. Midland has got the advantage. Here's Darian Moon with the ball now for Midland. She comes into the offensive zone. Moon feeds over here on the right side. That's a Jamil Johnson. Johnson circles around, slides it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Shepard. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Two-handed pass to get the ball to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk brings it back to the center of the floor, tries to drive it, kicks it out there to Breckman. Her shot for three is in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Darian Moon. Moon has got it from Midland. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Comes to the near sideline. Three-pointers put up there. It's going to be partially deflected. Anderson's shot partially deflected there by the Broncos. Hastings has got the ball. Jackson runs her back the other way. Spins in the lane. Kicks it out to Zwiener. Free throw line jumper good. Zwiener gets the field goal. Jackson gets the assist. And the Broncos have come back to tie things up. 5 points apiece with 15:09 remaining here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. There's Johnson with the ball. Johnson goes over to the wing to Danny Anderson. Anderson gives it away to Shepard. Lobs it into the lane. That's going to be Joel Anderson. They work it back around. Here's Moon with the ball. Right side of the lane. Down to a looks like Johnson. Johnson has got it here on the near sideline. Brings it to the top of the key. Drives it down the lane. There's a pass down low to Anderson. It's off of her fingertips out of bounds. A hard pass. And Joel Anderson having problems grabbing that one. It goes off of her hands out of bounds. Third turnover on Midland here in the ball game. And the ball game now for Hastings will be Alex Edwards. Coming out will be Frankie Peterson. So Alex Edwards into the ball game now for Hastings College. Edwards, a 5'10" freshman out of Crete, Nebraska. Edwards averaging 2 points and 2 rebounds per ball game. We're tied up at 5 points apiece. Here's Jackson with the ball. High left side as they lob it in. Now to Zwiener. Back out to Edwards. Her shot from the top of the key is going to be no good. A 3-pointer missed. Darian Moon grabs the rebound here for the Warriors. Darian Moon goes inside to Shepard. Down to a Johnson. Her shot is up there from three. No good. Long rebound comes out here to Bruckman. Bruckman has got a 3-on-2 coming back the other way. She drives the ball to the rack. Her shot is up and in. Cammy Bruckman scores for Hastings, and the Broncos have the first lead of the ball game. 7-5 now with 14:08 remaining here in the first half. The Broncos went over 4 minutes without scoring here in this one, and now they've got the lead. 7-5 is the score. Hastings has scored 7 straight points. Here's Darian Moon with the ball picked up by Zwiener. Long pass goes inside to Shepard. Her shot is up and in. Taylor Shepard scoring there. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. We are tied up at 7 points apiece here in the first half. Here's Jackson with the ball now. Brings it into the offensive zone. Over to Bruckman. Lobs it inside to Zwiener. Wheels into lane. Her shot is up there. It's good. Laurel Zwiener scoring. He's now got 2 field goals and 4 points. Zwiener averaging 14.7 on the season. And Hastings College goes back out on top by a score of 19-7. Here come the Warriors back with the basketball. Danny Anderson has got it. Danny Anderson comes over here to Damian Moon. She's picked up there by Jackson. Now over to Johnson with the ball now for the Warriors. On the wing, that's going to be Danny Anderson. Anderson drilling with it. She goes over to Shepard on the far sideline. Skip pass comes out to Moon. She drives the ball against Jackson. Inside the free throw circle. Shot is up there good. Darian Moon scoring there. She's averaging 5.5 points per ball game off of the bench. Midland has come back to tie the score now at 9 points apiece. 12:56 remaining here in the first half. Hastings with the ball. There's Abby Jackson. Jackson dribbling with it to the top of the key. Goes over to Edwards. High left side. Edwards bounce pass goes inside to Bruckman. Shot is up there and in. Cammy Bruckman scoring there for Hastings. He's now got 2 field goals and 4 points. Hastings out on top again by the score of 11-9. Here's Danny Anderson now for Midland back in the offensive zone. Anderson around the screen. Moves it to the free throw line. There's a feed over to Johnson. Drives the baseline. Kicks her back out. Long range jumper from three. Good. 3-pointer put up there by Danny Anderson. He's a 31% 3-point shooter here for the Warriors. And she cans her first 3-point field goal attempt in this one, 12-11. Here's Jackson coming back the other way. Her shot is good. Abby Jackson drives it down the lane and banks one in off the window. And the seesaw battle continues. Now 13-12 to score. Hastings with a lead. Here's Anderson with it now. Anderson gives it away to Johnson here on the near sideline. Now to Damian Moon to the far sideline now. Danny Anderson holds it around his screen. Bounce pass is going to be tipped. It is loose down here on the baseline. Scramble is on. We got a jump ball called as Moon is tied up in the play by Abby Jackson. Arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, and that'll be a turnover on Midland, their fourth of this first half. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson. Chanel Farmer also comes in. Laurel Zwiener is going to come to the bench, and also coming to the bench for Hastings will be Van Kirk. 11:55 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland tonight in women's college basketball. Score is 13-12. Here's Abby Jackson with it now. Out here in 3-point territory, runs the offense. Bruckman on the wing. Fakes, drives it down to the baseline. Comes out here to Edwards. Now to Bruckman again, around to Edwards' screen. Moves it to the free throw line. Down to Chanel Farmer, deep in a corner. She drives it. Now mishandles the ball in a double dribble violation. Farmer took it from the right corner and drove it into the paint there, and then she's listed for the double dribble violation. 3 turnovers on Hastings. Midland has got 4. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Broncos 13. The Warriors 12 tonight in women's college basketball. Here's Johnson bringing the ball back now for Midland. Wayside dribble across the 10-second line against Farmer. Now drives it down the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Farmer is going to be hit with a personal foul. For Chanel, that's going to be her first team foul, number 3 on the Broncos here in this first half. This will be a shooting situation. Jamila Johnson going to the free throw line. She's a 75% foul shooter on the season. 63 out of 83 coming in here. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Midland is a team hitting 71% of their free throw tosses this year. That is fifth in the conference, 32% from 3-point territory. That is fifth in the conference, and they are next to the last in field goal percentage. They're hitting 38%. They are 10th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here comes another free throw up there. It's going to be good this time. So Jamila Johnson hits one out of two from the free throw line. And now we are tied up at 13 points apiece with 11 minutes and 18 seconds to play in the first half. Autumn Zenon into the ballgame now for Hastings. She feeds to the right sideline. It goes over to Farmer, and a foul is going to be called here on Johnson. Jamila Johnson picks up the personal foul in the defensive end now. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number two on the Warriors. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Autumn Zenon will trigger things in now for the Broncos. Looking, she gets it into Cammie Breckman. Breckman dribbles with the ball down the left side of the lane to the goal. She goes in, her shot off of the glass is up and in. Cammie Breckman now with 6 points in the ball game, three field goals for the Broncos, and it's now a 15-13 ball game. Hastings out on top. The Broncos fell behind 5-0 right off of the bat, but they're back into the ball game here, and they've got a 2-point lead now at 15-13. Here's Midland working with the ball. Danny Anderson works against Cammie Breckman. Anderson goes over there to Johnson. She drives into the free throw line down the lane. Her shot is up there and in over Breckman. Jamila Johnson scoring there for Midland. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's now got 3 points. She's a junior out of Omaha Marion. We are tied up at 15 points apiece now here in the first half. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Off to Sierra Williams in. Her shot from the elbow is going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Shelby Rubrak. Rubrak, a local kid here from Silver Lake. Now drives it to the basket. Here's a shot by Johnson. It's going to be no good. The ball is loose and it's picked up here by Alex Edwards. Edwards has got it for Hastings. Gets it away now. That's going to be Chanel Farmer down the near sideline. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Sends it inside to Williamson. Now to Zenon. Across the top to Edwards, who's back into the ball game. Now to Cammie Breckman. Out to Zenon for three. Shot is up there. Bingo. Adam Zenon knocks down a three-ball for Hastings. And the Broncos now have an 18-15 advantage here over Midland with 9:50 to play in the first half. Here's Danny Anderson with the ball down for the Warriors. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Warriors have the ball on the far sideline. That's Sammy Lucari with it now. Lucari, two-handed pass, comes over here on the wing to Danny Anderson. Bounce pass is going to be a jump ball. They're trying to get the ball down low in there to Holly Dietrich, who just checked into the ball game, and she's immediately tied up in the play. But the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Midland, so the Warriors maintain control. Alex Edwards comes out of the ball game now. Coming back in for Hastings will be Peterson. Cammie Breckman comes out for the Broncos. Coming back in will be Jamie Van Kirk. 9:34 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Warriors tonight by a score of 18-15. There's a pass to get it way outside now for the Warriors. Over on the wing, that's going to be Lucari with the ball. Drives it against Farmer. Goes up for the shot. She's fouled in the play. So now Farmer picks up her second personal foul. Bondi Euchre is into the ball game now for the Warriors. She's a 5'6" junior out of Norfolk. Actually, a 5'6" freshman, that should be, out of Norfolk. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good. They will have one more. And Sammy Lucari misses the free throw. She's now 1 out of 3 from the stripe. Kelly Page coming to the ball game now for Danny Anderson from Midland. Also coming back in for Hastings is going to be Cammie Breckman. Chanel Farmer will come to the bench. 9:28 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland by the score of 18-15. Next shot is up there, and she misses that one. Lucari misses a couple of free throws. Broncos still with a three-point lead. Hastings with the basketball. Here's Zenon with it as he drives the ball down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down. It goes to the far sideline, and they're going to give the ball to Midland. Evidently, Zenon loses the ball out of her hands there. It was not blocked down as she goes up for the shot. It was trickling out of bounds, and Hastings turns the ball away for the fourth time here tonight. Midland has got the ball now on the dribble back the other way. That's Lucari with it. Goes over in the wing down to Ruprecht. Ruprecht comes out to Euchre at the top of the key. Right side of the wing. This will be Lucari back outside a three-pointer. Put up there and in. Kelly Page from downtown a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. She hits one here, and it's an 18-18 ball game now. 8 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. There's Van Kirk. Her pass is going to be kicked out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings playing things in on the far sideline. Joel Anderson coming into the ball game now for Midland. Anderson comes in, and Ruprecht will check out here for the Warriors. Hastings will play things in on the far sideline. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk behind a Williamson screen, drives into the hole. Her shot is up there, no good, but she's found the play. Van Kirk draws some contact down there, and a personal foul is going to be called on Holly Diedrich. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number three on the Warriors. This will be a shooting situation as Jamie Van Kirk goes to the free throw line for the Broncos. Their shot is up there, and the shot is no good. Van Kirk will get one more. Jamie is the third best free throw shooter in the conference. He has knocked down 83% of her foul shots coming into this ballgame. She's also third in the conference in scoring average, averaging 17.2 points per ballgame. She's been shut out so far today. Next shot is up there. It's good. So she hits one out of two from the free throw line. And the Broncos now have a 19-18 advantage over Midland tonight. In women's college basketball, here's a Euchre bringing the ball back now against Autumn Zenon of Hastings. Kelly Page has got the ball. Off to Euchre again on the wing. Lob pass back inside. This is Taylor Shepherd. Puts Williamson in the air. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Anderson has got the ball. Dribbles down in the corner. Anderson to Page on the wing. Inside now to Taylor Shepherd. Back to the top of the key. Lakari on the wing. Driving with the ball is going to be Joelle Anderson. His shot's going to be blocked down out of bounds. And they're going to give the ball to Hastings. Last stunts down there by the Warriors on the baseline. So Hastings now with a one-point lead is 19-18 with 8:15 to play here in the first half. The Broncos come back with the basketball. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 8 o'clock here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Big ball game there between 9th-ranked Midland and 19th-ranked Hastings College this week. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball, dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Now a shot from the wing. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Joelle Anderson. Anderson gets the ball away. Here's a Sammy Lucari hustling into the forecourt. Now to Anderson out here in three-point territory. Lobs the ball inside. It's Taylor Shepherd. Shepherd back outside the ring to Kelly Page for three. Shot good. Kelly Page knocks down another three-pointer. She's got two threes here in the first half. She's been hitting 39% of her three-pointers so far this year. And Midland has got the lead now with 7.5 minutes to play. Here in the first half, it's 21-19. Warriors have the advantage. Autumn Zenon with the ball. Now to Bruckman at the free throw line. Stops and drives it down to Lane. Her shot's up there. No good. Misses the easy one. Rebound comes down here to Anderson. Anderson bringing the ball up now against Bruckman. Anderson gets it into the offensive zone here for the Warriors. Loses control of the ball. Picks her back up. Gets over to Sammy Lucari. Comes across the top to Kelly Page. Now on the wing. That's Euchre with the ball. She drives it there against Van Kirk. Moves it down on the baseline. Stops. Comes out to the top of the key. That's Page driving down the lane. The ball's going to be tipped away, and it's picked up here by Anderson, and she lays it in. Ball was tipped away, but Anderson was Johnny on the spot there for the Warriors. She picks it up on the baseline and scores 23-19. Warriors back out to a four-point lead. They've led by as many as five so far here in the first half. Here's Van Kirk, 4-3. Her shot is up there, right down through the hole. Van Kirk nails a three ball. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and Hastings back to within 1 point now at 23-22 with 6.5 to play here in the first half. There's Mandy Euchre with the ball on the far side. Dribbles that to the top of the key and then throws the ball out of bounds, trying to bring it over here to the right wing to Joelle Anderson, and she throws it into the Bronco bench. 5 turnovers now in Midland here in the ballgame. Jackson comes back in. Here comes Autumn Zenon out of the ballgame now for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. 6 minutes and 26 seconds to play. In the first half, it's 23-22. The Warriors have got the lead over Hastings. There's a bounce pass right at the free throw line. Van Kirk has got the ball. Van Kirk hands it away to Alex Edwards. Edwards right to the charity stripe. Won't throw up a shot. Gets it away to Van Kirk. Dribbles inside. Bounce pass down to Williamson. Baseline jumper is no good. Rebound comes down to Kelly Page. One shot and done. The Broncos get out of here. Out of Darian Moon. Here's a pass down the right corner to Johnson. Cross-court pass goes over to Page. Down on the baseline. Left side to Anderson. Puts up a 15-footer. Top of the mark. No good. Ball tapped out. Picked up here by Van Kirk. She's got a 3-on-2 break coming back the other way. Van Kirk hesitates, drives. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Anderson, and the foul is going to be called. Nope, jump ball. Anderson went down, so did Cammie Bruckman, and the jump ball is going to be called here. The arrow is pointing in favor of Midland, so we'll stay right here. Rather, Hastings will get the ball. We'll stay right here. Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Williamson, down to Van Kirk. She drives it down the right side of the lane. Her shot from 10 is going to be up there, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Kelly Page. Long pass down to 4. They get it to Anderson. Drives, shoots, and scores. Well, Anderson scores on the assist from Page. Anderson now has 6 points in the ball game, and now Hastings calls a timeout. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Midland 25, Hastings 22.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. express delivery, and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College and Midland going at it here tonight at women's college basketball. 25-22 is the score in favor of the Warriors. Midland sitting at 6-3 in the conference, but I'll tell you what, they picked up an upset win the other day last Saturday as they took on Briarcliff at the Tyson Event Center. And they beat Briarcliff rather easily by 15 points at 83-68. The Warriors are definitely capable of coming in here and knocking off the Broncos. Hastings not shooting the ball real well so far here in this ball game. They find themselves down by 3 points at 25-22. So Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. This is going to be Alex Edwards with the ball. She gets it in to Abby Jackson. They both try to cross the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes over to Van Kirk. Gets it inside to Breckman. Out to Zwiener, top of the key, now to Edwards. Alex Edwards, bounce pass, and it's going to be tipped and intercepted. Turnover number five on Hastings. A long pass down the floor is going to be intercepted right back by Alex Edwards. Six turnovers on Midland, five on Hastings. Broncos down by 3 points, 25-22. Here's Breckman driving the ball into the paint. Stops. Double team. Comes over here to Zwiener. Shot from 10. Good. Laurel Zwiener hits her third field goal of this first half. She's got 6 points. And the Broncos back to within one, 25-24. Here's Midland with the ball. Kelly Page has got it. Kelly Page to the far sideline. That's Johnson. She dribbles inside the free throw circle. Can't put up a shot. Here's Kelly Page. Page has hit a couple of three-pointers in the ball game. Taylor Shepard at the top of the key. A skip pass right through the fingertips of Johnson out of bounds. So Violet Johnson had to go right through her fingertips. And it's the seventh turnover on Midland here in the ball game. And Hastings now with a chance to pull ahead here with a successful field goal. 25-24. Midland has got the lead. Here's Van Kirk with it. Jimmy Van Kirk around his screen, drives it down the left side of the lane, puts it off of the glass. Her shot no good. Ball tapped, foul called. Alex Edwards is going to be guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number five on Hastings, so a non-shooting situation. 4.5 to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing Midland by a score of 25-24. Warriors will play things in here in backcourt. They get it into Moon, but a timeout's going to be called. About four as they were trying to play things in. Their head coach here on the near sideline, Sean Gilbert, calls the timeout for the Warriors. We'll take a break right along with them here. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a timeout with a score. The Warriors 25, the Broncos 24.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
There's a long baseball pass down the floor that's going to be off target, and it's going to be taken down by Laurel Zwiener. Turnover number 8 on Midland here in the ball game. Hastings has the ball. They're trailing by 1, 25-24. Alex Edwards has got it. Edwards now to Abby Jackson. Free throw line extended left side. Abby Jackson gets it to Cammie Bruckman. Down to Van Kirk out here in three-point territory. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Jackson, top of the key. Jackson to Van Kirk. Her shot for three is up there. Barely draws iron. And the rebound comes down to Johnson. Jamila Johnson comes back on the dribble down for the Warriors. Under 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Midland has got 1 point lead over Hastings. Johnson has got the ball underneath the basket. She goes over here to Moon, deep in the right corner. Shot is up there for three. No good. Offensive rebound. Anderson gives it out to Page. Down to Shepard. Shepard lobs it inside again to Moon. She spins. Her shot up there no good. Tip try no good. Rebound Moon. She dribbles out of there with the ball. Moon down spins on the baseline. Puts it up there. Shot no good. Moon gets her own rebound back. Moon gets it back out here to Johnson in the wing. Out on top to Page for three. Shot is up there no good. And rebound comes down to Zwiener. 3-4 shots at the bucket there from Midland, and they couldn't convert. Zwiener has got the rebound for the Broncos. Now after Abby Jackson. Jackson goes over to Van Kirk. Free throw line extended right side out to Alex Edwards. Edwards now to Jackson here on the left side. Jackson goes to the free throw line. That's Van Kirk in the lane. Her shot up there, no good. Jamie having a tough night here tonight. She did not play in their last ball game a week ago against Nebraska Wesleyan. Having a tough time finding the range here tonight. Kelly Page has got the ball. Now to Shepherd on the short right baseline. Shepherd moves the ball into the paint. Goes over to Moon. Now deep in the left corner. Over there is going to be Locardi with the ball. Now back outside to Page for three. Her shot is no good. Does not draw iron. Rebound comes out of Edwards. She is knocked down into play. And a foul is going to be called. Taylor Shepherd picks up the personal foul from Midland. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Warriors. Into the ball game now will be Rachel Stara. She comes into the ball game for the first time here for Midland. She's a 5'6" junior out of David City, Nebraska. 2:40 to play in the first half. 25-24. Warriors have the lead. Abby Jackson now to Cammie Breckman for three. Shot is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Joelle Anderson. Here come the Warriors with a one-point advantage. Anderson goes inside to Shepherd. It's off of fingertips, out of bounds. Turnover number nine on the Warriors. Hastings will come back the other direction, trailing by one. With 2 minutes and 25 seconds to go, Hastings just looks like they're a step slow so far here in this first half. They fell behind 5-0 right out of the gates. Here's Jackson with the ball. Jackson comes out here to Edwards. Edwards now to Cammie Breckman, down to Jackson, lobs it inside. Zwiener with her back to the basket, spins, puts up a shot off of the glass. It's up there, no good. Broncos can't buy a basket here lately. Here's a Johnson back the other way. She drives it, kicks it out right side. Anderson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball bounces up over the glass and out of play. And Hastings will play things in. Shelly Ruprecht comes back into the ballgame now for Midland. Also coming in will be Holly Diedrich. Ruprecht, we mentioned her earlier, 5'10", a senior out of Campbell, Nebraska, playing her college ball up here in Fremont for the Midland Warriors. Kind of a homecoming for her here tonight, 25-24 at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Van Kirk for three, shot good. Just a matter of time. Jamie Van Kirk hits her second three-pointer in the ballgame. She's got seven, and the Broncos now have the lead, 27-25. Here's a steal in backcourt. Frankie Peterson, her shot is up and in. A steal in backcourt. Frankie Peterson gets the easy field goal. That's 10 turnovers so far in Midland. Now Hastings has a 29-25 advantage here in the ballgame with 90 seconds to go here in the first half. Here's Johnson. She drives it to the rack. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around, and a foul is going to be called. I think that's going to be Ruprecht. Yeah, Shelby Ruprecht picking up the personal foul for Midland. That's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Warriors. Into the ballgame now for Hastings will be Williamson. Coming out will be Zwiener. A minute and 23 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Warriors by a score of 29-25. Abby Jackson with the ball. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Comes over here on the near side. Hands the ball away to Breckman at the top of the key. Now drives it down the left side of the lane. Breckman stops. She's double-teamed. Breckman gets it away to Williamson. Williamson out of Van Kirk. Free throw line extended right side. Back inside to Breckman. Her shot's going to be up there. Partially deflected. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland ball. Breckman goes up for the shot. It was knocked out of her hands, but then she tried to grab it before it went over the end line and lost it out of bounds, and Midland will play things in. Here comes Jamila Johnson with the ball now for Midland. Pulls up on the wing, and the right side picked up there by Breckman as Hastings stays with a man-to-man. Here's Ruprecht with the ball. Now top of the key to Stara. Stara moves it over to Danny Anderson, who brings it back out here in the three-point territory. That's Johnson with the ball, drives it there, and a shot is going to be no good and a traveling violation. She was working against Van Kirk, and Johnson is whistled for the traveling violation going to the rack. 11 turnovers on Midland here in the first half, 29-25. Hastings with a four-point lead. Broncos have the ball. We're down to 40 seconds to play as Jackson comes into the offensive zone. Leads it out here to Van Kirk. Van Kirk takes it to the elbow. Left side, her shot is up there. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound Williamson. Williamson now to Peterson, and now we got a traveling violation on Frankie Peterson. She got the happy feet there. At the elbow on the right side of the lane. They give her right back here to Midland with 27.4 seconds to play. Here in the first half, 29-25. Hastings out on top by 4 points. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. They ranked number 10 in the country this week in NAIA Division II. Broncos getting set for their big ball game on Saturday against Morningside right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Morningside, the ninth-rated team. That was the last time to beat Hastings College. That was way back in November. Since then, the Broncos have rounded off 10 straight wins. They got a tough one on their hands here tonight, 29-25. Midland's got the lead. There's a shot by Johnson from three-point territory. It's good. As time expires, Johnson throws up an off-balance desperation three from a couple of feet beyond the three-point arc and puts it right down through the hole. Nothing but net for Jamila Johnson for Midland. So at halftime, Hastings College is going to have the lead, but not by a bunch. The score at halftime is Hastings College 29, Midland 28. You're listening to high school, actually, you're listening to Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Halftime, Hastings College out on top of Midland. In women's college basketball, the score is 29-28. Halftime show brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Midland jumped out to a 5-0 lead over Hastings. It wasn't until the 15:59 mark that Hastings got a field goal and a free throw to make it a 5-3 ball game. We were tied up at 5 points apiece, tied up at 7, tied up at 9 in the first half. Hastings College then went ahead 11-9 and 13-2. Tied up again at 13 and 15. Tied up at 18 points apiece. Midland goes out on top by 4 at 23-19. Hastings comes back to grab a lead 27-25. And right now the Broncos have a one-point advantage here at halftime. The score is 29-28. Scoring the first half of play for Hastings, Jamie Van Kirk leading the way so far. She's got 2 field goals, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 7. Loyal Zwiener has got 3 field goals. She's got 6 points here in the ball game. Tammy Bruckman has got 3 field goals for 6. Abby Jackson, she's knocked down 2 field goals, and she's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points. Autumn Zenon has nailed a tray here in the first half. She's got 3. And Frankie Peterson has got a field goal and 2 points. The Broncos 2 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half, unofficially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Midland, they're being led so far by Jamila Johnson and also Kelly Page. Page has knocked down 2 3-pointers in the ballgame. She's got 6 points. Jamila Johnson, she's got a 3 and a 2, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 6 points. Joelle Anderson also has 6 points on 3 field goals from Midland. The other scores in the first half, Taylor Shepherd has knocked down 2 field goals for 4 points. Danny Anderson has got a 3-pointer for 3. 2 points for Darian Moon on a long field goal. And Sammy Lucari, she is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has got 1 point. 29-28 is our score here at halftime. Hastings College out on top of the Midland University Warriors here tonight. Other games going on in the conference we're keeping our eyes on. Northwestern is playing on the road tonight in Sioux Center, Iowa against the Dort Defenders. Nebraska Wesleyan playing a ball game in Crete against Doan. Mount Barney is playing at Dakota Wesleyan tonight. A non-conference game in women's GPAC action this evening. Briarcliff is playing at Dakota State. The standings as of now, Northwestern 9-0 in the season. They are 17-0 overall. Then you've got Concordia in there at 9-2. They are 15-4. Hastings sitting at 7-2 and 16-2 overall. Then Morningside and Midland currently tied for fourth place. They're at 6-3 in the conference. Morningside 15-4 overall. Midland is sitting at 10-9. The score is 29-28. The Broncos have the lead here at halftime over Midland. The shooting numbers are in the first half of play. Hastings hitting 12 out of 33 so far for 36%. Midland is hitting 11 out of 30 for 36%. Hastings 3 out of 9 on three-pointers for 33%. Midland is 4 out of 9 for 44%. The Broncos 2 out of 3 on free throws for 66%. Midland from the free throw line 2 out of 6 for 33%. The rebounds, Midland is holding a decisive edge. They've got 23 rebounds so far here in the first half of play compared to only 14 for Hastings. The Warriors have 7 offensive rebounds and 16 on defense. Hastings has got 4 offensive rebounds and 10 on defense. The Broncos have turned the ball over 6 times so far tonight, 11 for Midland. Hastings with no block shots and 4 steals. Midland has got no block shots and 2 steals. In the lead here at halftime is only 1 point for Hastings. It is 29-28. The score has been tied 6 times in the first half. We've had 4 lead changes. The biggest lead of the ball game from Midland so far has been 7 points, and the biggest lead for Hastings has been 3 points. 29-28 is our score. Women's college basketball here at halftime. Hastings out on top of the Warriors here tonight. Tyson Ebronik is going to join us next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. And then we've got more basketball coming your way on 1230 KHAS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter weekend. That was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening. Welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight. We are at halftime here of the Hastings College basketball game. As we dive out of our Road to Rivalry series and head back onto campus, we find out about some of the things that are going on in the Hastings College campus. And it's J-Term over on the Hastings College campus, and lots of fun activities going on during this particular time. Joining us to talk about one particular event coming up here later this month, we have Steve Snell with us. He is the Assistant Professor of Art at Hastings College. And Steve, first of all, appreciate the time.
Oh, well, thanks for the invitation. I'm happy to talk about what we're working on here at the college.
Now, Steve, before we get talking a little bit about what's coming up later this month, maybe just talk a little bit about your J-term class and what you guys are doing.
Sure. So my J-term class is called Adventure Art, and this is the second year that I've taught the class. And it's really kind of a combination between what I do as an artist and also what I do as a teacher, and it kind of brings both those elements together. So what I mean by that is the students and I, we actually create a piece of art, in a sense, and that piece of art is an adventure. You know, think of adventure art as using your creativity and your imagination to create for yourself an exciting or remarkable experience. So basically we're inventing an adventure and then we're going on it. And it's both manufactured, but it's also very real. And last year what we did was I took the idea of just, you know, a normal school field trip to the art museum. It's an art class, so it seems like the right thing to do. And I challenged the students, okay, how do we take a field trip and somehow transform that into something like an adventure? How can we make it unforgettable and remarkable? Well, the easiest way to do that was just to get rid of the car. So instead of taking a van out to Kearney to the Museum of Nebraska Art, we instead built a little Conestoga wagon and hiked 55 miles pulling all of our gear. So kind of like the journey was the adventure. When we finally got to the museum, you know, we just had a tour of the show, and they fed us a really nice meal. But it was an unforgettable 3 days. This year, I'm taking that similar idea of a field trip to a museum, but rather than to the Museum of Nebraska Art in Kearney, we're working with the Stir Museum in Grand Island, and they've given us special permission to actually live out in a cabin on their premises for a couple of days. And the idea is that we'll transform ourselves into pioneers, try and relive that experience as authentic as we can, and then we will, again, hike our way back to Hastings College at the end.
Now, is talking maybe just a little bit about this event as you're going out, as far as the things that we are used to, as I guess I should say, you're probably putting a kind of a frame of mind here, maybe the 1800s, so to speak. The cell phones, the things like that, are those all going by the wayside here on this trip?
Yeah, we're going to limit ourselves in terms of what technology we bring. I will have a phone with me just for emergency reasons and to stay in contact with, the school, basically. But the students put it to a vote, and they want to limit their own access to cell phones, iPads, computers and whatnot. So they're kind of putting a self-imposed blackout, in a sense, on themselves for 3 days and three nights as we, try and live really by oil lamp, and we're going to try and eat and cook our own foods as authentically as we can.
Did students that signed up for this particular J-term class know that this was going to be part of the curriculum, or was this sort of a surprise for them?
I was a little bit of both. So last year, I'd say I lost a good number of students after the first meeting when I pitched to them what the basic idea was, which is good, you know, because I think for a class like this to work, you want to make sure everyone wants to be there. It's kind of an intense experience. So this year, I actually built in a couple like preliminary meetings, and so again, we lost quite a number, but then we always gain a few as well in terms of when word gets out and they hear what we're actually doing. So when J-term technically started, it was no surprise to the students that we were going to live outside in a tent for a night and camp out in a cabin for two nights. They were all enthusiastically on board with the idea by then.
Once again, this is going on January 21st. The group of seven students and art professor Steve Snell will be heading from Hastings College to the Stir Museum to go live mm-hmm. outside. And maybe just talk a little bit about how this all encompasses kind of bringing full circle around with what your course curriculum is all about.
Well, I mean, the course curriculum, I forgot to mention the whole second half of adventure art. So the first half is, you know, the invention of this experience, this real adventure. The art side really comes in with the image of that adventure. So students learn to use, you know, digital cameras and video and even working with popular media to, like, help share our story. And, how do we want to look? How can we frame it in a way that is as exciting as the actual experience? So that's how the art curriculum comes into to play, besides just the performative aspect. But it also ties in with local history. I think that's where my own kind of interest as an artist comes like full circle with it, that engaging with the American mythic past. And since we're in an area that literally the Oregon Trail goes right through, it seems really relevant to build our adventures around, you know, this late 19th century homesteader and Oregon Trail time period. So last year was more with the Oregon Trail. This year is more about the homesteader experience and what it would be like to live without so many of the technological conveniences we have today.
Once again, Steve Snell joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight as we are just about set to tip things back off for the second half. But, Steve, we appreciate the time. It's his course, J-term course, called Adventure Art, and they are heading out to the Stern Museum on January 21st. And you can follow along yourselves if you have Instagram. Use the hashtag Prairie Art Pioneer. Steve, we appreciate the time, and we wish you the best of luck on your expedition.
Well, thank you very much, and I just wanted to invite anybody that's interested in coming to see us on Friday. We'll come back to the college at around 5 p.m. at the Art Gallery, and we'll be there in full costume with whatever foods that we make along the way, and we're happy to share our food and our stories, so feel free to come join us for that.
Sounds like a good time, Steve. Thank you so much again.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Moon throws up a shot for the baseline. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, Kelly Page. Her shot from three is going to be no good. Hastings grabs the rebound, coming back the other way. 29-28. Breckman tries to drive the ball inside. The ball knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Breckman. So the scramble was pursuing on the floor there, and Cammy Breckman gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first and the first team foul in the Broncos. 29-28 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead over Midland tonight in women's college basketball. Midland shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half. Johnson has got the ball. Johnson over on the wing to a Kelly Page behind the screen. Kelly Page gives the ball up now to Joella Anderson. Her pass is going to be blocked down as we picked up here by Hastings. Turnover number 12 in the ball game now for Midland. Hastings has got the ball, a chance to lengthen their lead here. Abby Jackson with it out here in 3-point territory, picked up by Moon. There's a pass over to Van Kirk. Her shot is up there and in, a three-pointer. Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk now with three threes in the ball game. She's got 10 points in the contest. Now Van Kirk steals the ball. Van Kirk drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there left-handed. Good. Jamie Van Kirk with a three and a two. Hastings got the turnover right at the 10-second line. And the Broncos have built a 34-28 lead now. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. It occurs at the 18:36 mark of the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Midland jumped out to a 5-0 lead here in this basketball game tonight. Here's Kelly Page with the ball. Gives it away to Johnson out here in 3-point territory behind his screen. Ball poked loose, but it's picked up by Anderson. Anderson now drives the ball against Peterson. She falls down with it. The scramble is on. Two, three players to the deck. We got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Midland, so the Warriors will play things in. Here on the, they're going to give the ball to Hastings. On the alternating jump, we're going to give the ball to Hastings, so the Broncos will play things in. That will be a Midland turnover here in the ball game. They've now got 14 in the contest. They average 17 in the season. Hastings has built a 6-point lead, 34-28. Broncos with the ball. Jackson has got it. Bombs it inside to Zwiener. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Earl Zwiener now with 8 points in the ball game. And Hastings has an 8-point advantage now at 36-28 over the Warriors of Midland University here tonight. On the wing is going to be Kelly Page. She goes cross-court now to Johnson. Johnson goes to Darian Moon as he puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Comes over down to Johnson. Johnson trying to drive it to the hole. Splits a couple of defenders and scores. Jamila Johnson scoring there for Midland. She's got 8 points in the ballgame. 36-30. Broncos have the lead. Here's Bruckman. Free throw line extended left side. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Goes for the rocker. Shot is up there. It's good. And she's fouled into play. Royal Zwiener scoring there for Hastings. She's now got 10 points in the ballgame for the Broncos. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Taylor Shepard of Midland. That's going to be her second. Team foul number one on the Warriors in the second half of play. The second best foul shooter in the conference goes to the free throw line. And her shot is up there. She misses it. She had hit 87% from the line. She's only missed, 12 free throws all season long. But she misses that one. 38-30 is the score. Here's Moon spins left side of the lane. Moon comes out here. in the three-point territory to Kelly Page. Page now to Johnson. Drives it down to the baseline. Shot over Bruckman. Good. Tamila Johnson scoring there. She's now got 10 points in the ballgame. Midland back to within 6, 38-32. Jackson for 3 from the top of the key. It's off of the back iron. No good. Long rebound comes on the near sideline. It's going to be picked up here by Johnson. And then the ball is swatted loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be, let's see, Hastings ball. We're going to see Johnson was the last to touch it. So Hastings will play things in. Here comes Alex Edwards into the ball game now. Edwards will come in. Frankie Peterson will come out. 16:55 to play in the game tonight. Hastings is out on top of Midland by the score of 38-32. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHS. And now the officials are going to discuss something here. We're at the 16:55 mark of the ball game. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 38-32, the Broncos have a six-point lead. Hastings back with the basketball. Here's Abby Jackson, goes on the wing. That's Van Kirk with it there. Jamie Van Kirk dribbles to the top of the key, stops there, goes over to Edwards, a three-pointer from the wing. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman. Bruckman in the lane has to get rid of it. She does. Out to Edwards. 200 pass comes out on top. That's Van Kirk. Gets it inside to Zwiener. Spins, put up to, up there, and the shot is good. Oral Zwiener scores. She's got 12 points in the ballgame. Six already here in the first 3.5 minutes of the second half. And Hastings now has a 8-point advantage at 40-32. Here's Moon. Her shot is no good as Jackson falls down. And the ball is going to be recovered here by Alex Edwards. Gets it away to Abby Jackson down the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Abby Jackson on the wing now. Comes out to Van Kirk. Now to Jackson. Touch pass goes back inside. If feet goes in to Bruckman, her shot is going to be up there. No good, but she's fouling the play. Tammy Bruckman go to the free throw line now for Hastings. The foul is going to be whistled on Taylor Shepherd of Midland. That's going to be her third. So Bruckman goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Tammy Bruckman has got 3 field goals, 6 points in the ballgame. She's knocking down 70% of her foul shots so far this season. Her first one is up there. It's going to be good. She'll get one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Holly Dietrich coming back in the ballgame now for Midland. Checking out will be Taylor Shepherd. And now Midland wants to call a timeout. Midland calls a timeout here. 16 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings College of the lead. It's the Broncos 41, Midland 32.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Halftime score in women's play. Dort is out on top of number one ranked Northwestern. Scores 36-35. That ball game being played in Sioux Center tonight. Dort with a 1-point lead over number one ranked Northwestern, 36-35 at halftime. We're about 4 minutes into the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 41-32 is the score. Hastings out on top of Midland. Broncos will be shooting some more free throws coming up here. Tomorrow night, we've got high school basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia back in action. They'll take on Minden. The girls basketball team for Minden is still undefeated and ranked number one in Class C1. Their time will be at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. 6 o'clock for the girls game. 7:45 for the guys. We'll have all the coverage on 1230 KHAS. The Chapman Gymnasium. There's the next shot from the free throw line by Bruckman up and in. Bruckman now with 8 points in the ballgame, and Hastings has their first 10-point lead. It's 42-32. Hastings with the advantage with 16:02 to play here in the basketball game as Damian Moon comes back with the ball now from Midland. Picked up by Jackson. Moon hands the ball away. That's Joa Anderson. She tries to flip it away and mishandling the ball out of bounds with Johnson. Jamila Johnson mishandles the ball out of bounds. That's turnover number 15 on Midland here in the contest. Hastings 42, Midland 32. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Abby Jackson, waist-high dribble. She brings it into the offensive zone. Comes over here to Van Kirk, just to the right of the circle. Now to Jackson, top of the key. Jackson off to Bruckman. Bruckman thought about the three, passed it up. Goes inside, now to Williamson. Back out to Jackson, dribbles once. Now to Bruckman, her three-pointer. Her shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball down here in the corner. Bounce pass comes out to Bruckman, inside to Williamson. Back outside to Edwards for three, shot good. Alex Edwards knocks down a three, and Hastings has a 13-point lead, 45-32. We're about 5 minutes into the second half. Here's Johnson for three. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Nobody under the boards to recover there for Midland. Easy rebound there. Goes to Van Kirk, and she runs her back the other way, drives it down the lane, loses control of the ball. It is loose and is picked up here by Moon. The seventh turnover for Hastings. Moon comes ahead to a Kelly Page. Her pass in the lane is going to be deflected and intercepted. 16 turnovers on Midland. Now the ball is knocked out of bounds here by Moon. And Hastings will play things in. Danny Anderson comes back into the ball game for Midland. Also coming in for Hastings will be Chanel Farmer. 14 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings is out on top by 13 points, 45-32. The Broncos led at halftime of this one here tonight by the score of 29-28. Hastings has the ball. There's a pass that's going to be deflected outside. It's going to be intercepted. Joelle Anderson has got it. She drives, shoots, and scores. Anderson got the deflection. She picks her up on the hop, and she takes it the rest of the way and scores. Turnover number 8 on Hastings. That's 8 points in the ballgame for Anderson. 45-34. Now we got a foul called here as the Broncos attack offensively. A personal foul is going to be called in Kelly Page. Page picks up her second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 3 on the Warriors. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson will trigger things in here for the Broncos. Comes out to Breckman. Wide open for 3. Takes the shot and misses. Short, no good. Rebound comes down here to Kelly Page. Page outlet pass comes to Danny Anderson. Running back the other way for the Warriors. Danny Anderson, a pass out to Kelly Page now. Page here on the near sideline. Back down in the corner. That's Danny Anderson. Out to Kelly Page. Lobs the ball down low. We got a foul called. They found the ball inside it. And personal foul is going to be called here. Going to go on Midland on a push-off. Holly Diedrich. They got the ball into her, but Diedrich is calling for the push-off inside. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 4 on the Warriors. Hastings comes back with the basketball. Broncos have the lead, 45-34 over Midland. Abby Jackson over on the left wing. That's going to be Cammie Breckman. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Lobs the ball down low, deflected away from Williamson. And a turnover on Hastings, their ninth of the ball game. Running back the other way, Johnson. Johnson kicks it out here to Page for 3. Shot good. Nothing but twine there for Kelly Page. You see, rattles the nets. She's got 3 three-pointers in the ball game now for Midland. It's 45-37. Warriors down by 8. Here's Breckman. She drives the ball down the lane. The ball's going to be intercepted. Taken away from her. Danny Anderson has got the ball. Kelly Page into the forecourt down the near sideline. That's another turnover on Hastings. There's a pass out on top to Danny Anderson. She gets away. And now a foul is going to be called. Boy, things really sloppy the past couple of minutes here. There's a personal foul going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Breckman. That's going to be her second. So 2 fouls on Breckman. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Into the Bronco lineup now is going to be Frankie Peterson. Coming out will be Alex Edwards. 13-22 to play here in the women's contest. 45-37. Hastings out on top. Down to the scorer's table and checking in now for Midland is going to be Shelby Ruprecht, the Campbell native. And going out will be Joelle Anderson. 45-37. Hastings out on top. Here's a pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. They're trying to get the ball to Ruprecht. Off of the inbound from the 10-second line, and the ball is intercepted here by the Broncos. Coming back the other way is Farmer. They get the ball inside to Williamson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is poked to the corner. It's picked up here by Breckman. Tammy has got the ball out here in 3-point territory. Dribbling with the ball just inside the ring now to Chanel Farmer. Down in the corner to Peterson. Looking to drive it. Can't do it. Peterson, two-handed pass out on top to Jackson. Gets it inside to Williamson. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Abby Jackson gets the assist. Sierra Williamson gets the field goal. And Hastings back out to a 10-point lead, 47-37. 12:45 to play here in the basketball game at the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. There's a Johnson with the ball now for Midland. She drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Williamson. Ball is recovered here by Peterson. Gets it in the hands of Breckman running back the other way. Cammie stops now to Williamson. Comes over here to Peterson. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Breckman. Now over on the left wing. Chanel Farmer bounce pass down on the baseline. Jackson has got the ball. Jackson dribbles out here into 3-point territory. Sends it inside to Breckman. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Cammie Breckman, a little hook shot there in the lane right in front of the basket. She scores. She's got 10 points in the ballgame, and Hastings is out on top, 49-37. There's a Kelly Page with the ball. She comes across the top to Johnson. Johnson dribbles to the top of the key, out of the free throw line, trying to drive it there against Breckman, and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Breckman. That's going to be foul number 3 on Cammie. That's going to be team foul number three on the Broncos. Brucklin will check out. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Van Kirk. Broncos have a 12-point lead, just under 12 minutes to play here in this one. Here's Danny Anderson with the ball on the wing, trying to drive it, can't do it, goes to the opposite side. Johnson with the ball. Jamila Johnson going with it here against Van Kirk. Johnson behind the screen, moves it out here into three-point territory. Still 17 left in the shot clock. Here's Euchre with the ball. Euchre trying to drive it. She can have her pocket picked here by Farmer. Farmer gets the ball ahead down to Peterson. She drives, puts up a shot. Good. A turnover on Midland. A steal there by Chanel Farmer. She gets the assist. And the field goal at the opposite end by Frankie Peterson. And now we've got a timeout as Hastings has built a 14-point lead. We've got a timeout, 11:31 to play in the basketball game tonight. Hastings 51, Midland 37.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings has opened up the second half on a 22-9 run over Midland. And the Warriors now trail by a score of 51-37 in this basketball game. Here's Mandy Euchre with the ball, drives it down the lane. A nice pass down to the baseline. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Diedrich, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Sierra Williamson of Hastings. That's going to be your first. Holly Diedrich goes to the free throw line now for the Midland Warriors. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Diedrich, a 52% foul shooter on the season. It was 29-28 in favor of Hastings at halftime, but the Broncos on this 22-9 run to begin this second half. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It's going to be no good. So she misses them both, and the rebound comes down to Peterson. Hastings with the ball. Here's Chanel Farmer down the right sideline. Farmer gives it out to Peterson. Lobs it inside. That's Sierra Williamson. No, that's going to be Zwiener. She goes over to Farmer, and she scores. Farmer scores here for Hastings College. That's going to be her first field goal of the ball game. The former St. Cecilia Hawkettes scoring there. Had the Hawkettes last night on the radio. 53-37 is the score. Hastings College has got a 16-point lead now here in this basketball game over Midland. On the near sideline is going to be Anderson with the ball. She drives it against Peterson. She goes for the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on Peterson. Frankie Peterson picking up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line for Midland is going to be Joelle Anderson. She has got 8 points in the ball game. Anderson has got 4 field goals. This will be her first free throw attempt of the night tonight. 74% on the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot in and out, no good. Into the ball game now for Midland is going to be Taylor Shepard. Here comes Johnson back into the ball game. Damian Moon comes back in now for the Warriors. Hastings out on top by 16 points, trying to lock up their 11th straight win here in this ball game against Midland. Hastings with a big one coming up on Saturday as Morningside will be in town. Next shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings, so Anderson misses a pair. Hastings still with a 16-point lead, 53-37. On the wing, here's Van Kirk. She dribbles right inside the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Shepard had the rebound. She lost it. It's tipped out of her hands, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Zwiener of Hastings. That's going to be her first. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Autumn Zenon. Coming out will be Jackson. 53-37. Hastings has got the lead. We got 10.5 minutes to play here in this one. Midland will come back with the ball. That's Johnson with it out here in three-point territory. Hands it away to Damian Moon. Picked up there by Zenon. Nice pass down low. Grabbing the ball, shooting, and scoring on the play is going to be Johnson. Johnson has got 12 points in the ball game. 53-39. Hastings with the advantage here. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Left side of the lane. They get it back out to Farmer. Now to Van Kirk. Skip pass goes down in the right corner. Peterson fakes the three, drives the baseline, dishes off to Zwiener. Back outside is Zenon, moves to the elbow. Shot's going to be way off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Shepard. Taylor Shepard with the ball now for the Midland University Warriors to Darian Moon. Moon drives it down the right side of the lane. The shot is up and in. Darian Moon scores there, running one-hander. She's got 4 points. Midland back to within a dozen. It's now 53-41 with 9.5 to play. Here's Van Kirk. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener spins, puts up a shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. Farmer has it. Farmer's bounce pass is deflected back out of bounds, trying to get the ball to Jackson. Rather to Peterson down here in the corner. The ball tipped out of bounds there by Anderson of Midland. So Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 9:25 to play here in the ball game. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Wheels in the lane. Puts up a shot. She runs right into Moon. No foul called. And the ball is brought out there by Shepard. Taylor Shepard has got the ball. Now to Darian Moon. She'll bring things up for Midland. 12-point lead for Hastings. 53-41. Moon has got it out here in three-point territory. Ball gets loose, but Moon picks it up near the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes over to Anderson. Bounce pass goes inside, tipped away from Shepard. And Midland will play things in. Zwiener getting her hands on it there for Hastings. Tonight is beach night here at the Osborne Sports Complex. A lot of folks wearing beach attire, Lays, sunglasses, you name it. In the stands here tonight, beach night here as Hastings taking on Midland. On the near sideline is Johnson with the ball. Johnson left side of the lane has her pocket picked. Chanel Farmer comes up with another steal. Farmer gets the ball ahead now with the basketball. There is going to be Zenon. They can't take advantage of the break. Here's Frankie Peterson. Comes out to Zenon, top of the key. Back to Peterson on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Spins toward the baseline. Puts him a shot. She's fouled in the play. Laurel Zwiener will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. The personal foul going to be whistled on Taylor Shepard. That's going to be her fourth foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Warriors. Going to the free throw line will be Zwiener. Zwiener's got 12 points in the basketball game. Her shot from the free throw line is up there and in. She is now 1 out of 2 from the stripe tonight. Jamie Van Kirk also in double figures. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Cammie Breckman has got 10. Hastings now leading by 13 points. It is 54-41. Zwiner's next shot is up there. That one is in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Moon. Darian Moon has got it down for the Warriors as she runs it down the right sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor, gets it to the free throw line to Anderson, back out on the right sideline. Johnson has got it. She angles toward the basket, stops in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Zwiner had the rebound. She lost it. It's picked up by Farmer. So now Farmer has got the ball for Hastings College. Now she gets the ball away now to Autumn Zenon back in the offensive zone here. Well, the Broncos, not a Farmer. Bombs it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener with her back to the basket. Wheels in the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be up there and in. Laurel Zwiener scores again. She got 15 in the ball game, and Hastings is down on top again by 15 points at 56-41 with 8 minutes to play. There's a Darian Moon with the ball now for Midland. They get it to Johnson at the free throw line. Johnson with her back to the basket. Picked up there by Zenon. Johnson holds it. Comes out to Moon in 3-point territory. Right side to Anderson. Lobs the ball inside. With the ball there is going to be Diedrich. She's got it there by Zwiener. Out to Moon. Her shot from 10. Good. Moon on the right side of the lane. She scores from about 10 feet away. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 56-43. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Here's Van Kirk out here in 3-point territory. Goes over to Zenon. Down in the corner to Farmer. Shot for 3 is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Moon. Darian Moon has got the ball for Midland. She's got 3-on-3 break. Goes coast to coast. Her shot is up and in. Darian Moon scoring there for Midland. She's got 8 points. And the Broncos have an 11-point lead now at 56-45. We're down to 7 minutes to play here in the ball game. There's Autumn Zenon with the ball. Goes over to Van Kirk. She drives it down on the low block right side. Her shot from point-blank range is no good. Ball tapped out. It goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings ball. Last touch there by Midland. Breckman comes back in for Hastings. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the Bronco lineup. Laurel Zwiener going to get a quick breather here, and Peterson will come to the bench. 6:54 to play in the ball game. Hastings leading Midland by a score of 56-45. Here's Van Kirk directing some traffic here on the left side of the floor, and she'll come the opposite way now. Van Kirk comes over to Cammie Breckman, high right side. Out to Alex Edwards, top of the key, now to Farmer. Now to Breckman again, top of the circle. Breckman sends it back to Farmer on the wing. Chanel holding the ball, and now we've got a foul called away from all the action. The personal is going to be whistled on the Warriors here with 6:35 to play. Holly Diedrich picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 6 on Midland, so no free throws here. Broncos will inbound, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Farmer Bombs it out here to Breckman, right at the elbow, left side of the lane. Now she wheels in the paint. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Anderson from Midland. They get the ball ahead now to Anderson. Anderson loses control of the ball. And it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be Hastings' ball. Joelle takes it down to Danny, who loses control of the ball out of bounds. 19 turnovers on Midland here in the ball game. 6:22 to play in the contest. Hastings leading by 11. 56-45 as the Broncos come back with the basketball. Here's Abby Jackson. Jackson on the dribble for the Broncos. Hands it away on the wing. That's going to be Van Kirk. Van Kirk brings it back to Jackson. Inside down to Williamson. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but she's fouling a play. And Sierra Williamson will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. The personal foul is whistled on Joelle Anderson. That's going to be her first. Sierra Williamson goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Williamson has got 2 points in the ball game. She is 61% for the season from the free throw line, 21 out of 34. Their shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Into the ball game now, Shelby Ruprecht, now for Midland. And going on is going to be Holly Diedrich. So Ruprecht from Campbell. Into the ball game now for Midland. Williamson at the free throw line. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Williamson now with 3 points in the ball game, and now Midland wants to call a timeout. Warriors want to talk things over. 6 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 57, Midland 45.
The Superheroes of Service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your Superheroes of Service.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern now on top of Dort, 60-50. They've got 8 minutes and 37 seconds to play in that basketball game, so Northwestern, the nation's number one ranked team, has rebounded following their halftime break, and they've now got a 10-point lead over Dort, 60-50. Hastings College with a 12-point advantage here. With 6 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the second half, it's 57-45. The Broncos led at halftime by a score of 29-28. Hastings has been the aggressor here in this second half of play. So it's now 57-45. Midland will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings attacking back here. As they get things in to Joelle Anderson, she gets it back to Johnson, and Johnson races back the other way against Jackson. Johnson goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. Johnson grabs the rebound. She has her pocket picked from behind by Jackson. Hastings has the ball now with a 12-point lead, 57-45. Here's Van Kirk with it. Down to the right sideline for the Broncos. Van Kirk into the offensive zone. Dribbling with the ball behind the screen from Williamson. Comes over to Breckman on the wing. Back out to Van Kirk. Now to Jackson. Jackson sends it over to Alex Edwards. Edwards deep in the corner. Comes back out on top. The pass is deflected into the backcourt. It's picked up by Breckman. Cammy has got the ball for Hastings. Back the other way. Alex Edwards in the corner. Shot for three. Good. Well, they just got a two-pointer. Yeah, foot was on the line. So Alex Edwards knocks down a long two from the deep left corner. She's got 5 points in the ballgame, and it's 59-45. Hastings with a 14-point lead. Here's Joelle Anderson with the ball. Now to Page. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Anderson. Her shot is up there. It's in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Alex Edwards of Hastings. Edwards on the dribble. Back the other way to Abby Jackson. Jackson brings it into the offensive zone. Now the defense opens up, and she drives it in the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouling the play. Jackson falling down out of bounds. The whole defense just opened up. Jackson took it right to the hole and scores, and she is fouled into play. So Abby Jackson goes to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Joelle Anderson picks up her second personal foul, the 18th foul in the Warriors. Shot from the free throw line by Jackson is going to be no good. So it's a 61-45 ball game. Hastings with the lead. Here's Danny Anderson with the ball now for Midland. Pulls up on the wing on the right side, gets it away to Shelby Ruprecht. Now to Anderson for three. Shot is up there. Good. Danny Anderson knocks down her second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 6 points, 61-48. Broncos have the advantage. They got the ball. Van Kirk goes down to Jackson, 15-footer right baseline. Good. Abby Jackson scoring again. Jackson's got 9 points in the ball game. It's now a 63-48 contest. Here's a Danny Anderson driving the ball to the rack. Her shot is going to be up there. It's good, and she can be fouled in the play. Danny Anderson gets the field goal to go down, and she is fouled in the play here by Breckman. So Danny's now got 8 points in the contest. Breckman has got four fouls. Going to the free throw line will be Danny Anderson. She has missed only one free throw all season long. She is 10 out of 11 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So a three-point play by Danny Anderson. Now Breckman is going to come out. Here comes Chanel Farmer. End of the ball game now for Hastings College. 63-51. Hastings still with a 12-point lead. Broncos led by one at halftime, 29-28. There's Jackson with the ball now for Hastings College. Gets it away to Alex Edwards, the Farmer. High left side. Farmer gets the ball into the hands of Van Kirk. Van Kirk here at the top of the key. Dribbles with it. Goes over to Farmer on the left sideline. Chanel Farmer now to Abby Jackson. Jackson brings it back to Farmer on the wing. Lobs it inside to Williamson. Kicks it back out to Edwards. She fires up a 17-footer. Partially deflected. The ball brought down by Farmer. Follow shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try no good. Rebound comes down to Page. Page gets the ball ahead to Johnson. She drives, shoots, and scores. Page gets the assist. Johnson gets the field goal. She's now got 14 in the ball game. Hastings has a 10-point lead, 63-53, with 3:38 to play here in the basketball game. Here's Jackson with it out here in the three-point territory. Drives the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being swatted around on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, looks like it's going to be Midland basketball. Last touch by Farmer. So it's now 63-53 with 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in this one. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Scheduled tip-off time at about 8 o'clock here. Midland coming back the other way. They throw the basketball away. Page trying to take the ball on the baseline there. It's thrown over the head of Joelle Anderson. That is turnover number 20 in the ball game from Midland. Hastings comes back with the basketball, and the dribble is going to be Jackson. Abby Jackson moves inside the free throw circle. Jackson is open, passes up the shot to Williamson. Williamson now to Van Kirk. She cuts it down the lane, goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She's knocked down to the seat of her pants, and the foul is going to be called. Joelle Anderson picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her third. Going to the free throw line down for Hastings is going to be Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk, 12 points in the ball game tonight, one out of two from the free throw line. That's the ninth team foul in the Warriors here in the second half. And the shot from the free throw line is up and in by Van Kirk. She did not play in the last ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan when Hastings beat the Prairie Wolves down in Lincoln a week ago. Still recovering from a bout with mononucleosis, so they gave her the night off. Second shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's now got 14 in the ball game. Taylor Shepard comes back into the ball game. Hastings back out to a 12-point lead. It's 65-53. Zwiener comes back in. There comes Sierra Williamson to the bench now. Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter. 3:06 remaining in the contest. Hastings 65, Midland 53. Down the right sideline on the dribble is going to be Danny Anderson, picked up there by Jackson. Anderson goes inside to Shepard. Back to Anderson. Back to Shepard. Two-handed pass comes out here to Kelly Page for three. Shots off of the mark, no good. Rebound, Farmer. So now Farmer has got it for the Broncos, and now we're going to have a traveling violation in backcourt. Farmer ran into a defender here in the defensive zone and is whistled for the traveling violation. Turnover number 11 on Hastings, and now Midland wants to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 65, Midland 53.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
On the scoreboard tonight, number one ranked Northwestern leading Dort College now. The score is 67-57. They've got under 7 minutes to play in that ball game tonight. So number one ranked Northwestern, who trailed early in the ball game, 67-57. 2:47 to play. Hastings College is out on top of Midland by a score of 65-53. Hastings College men's basketball team will play the second ball game here tonight. Broncos looking to rebound from their loss on Sunday to Nebraska Kearney. Big matchup for the second ball game. Hastings ranked number 19 in the country. Midland comes in the ninth-rated team. That's in our nightcap here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Midland has got the ball. Here are the Warriors. Danny Anderson goes inside. Shepherd has got it. Shepherd tries to get the ball away. She does to Johnson. She mishandles the ball. And it's picked up by Jackson. Another turnover on Midland. Abby Jackson has got it now for the Broncos. Back into their offensive scoring zone. Abby Jackson moves it over on the wing. Here's a pass inside. Zwiener grabs it. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Big collision down here. And the foul is going to be called. Zwiener goes to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Danny Anderson of Midland. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 10 on the Warriors. Now going to the free throw line for two will be Laurel Zwiener, fouled in the act of shooting. Zwiener's got 15 points in the ball game tonight. And she still has 15 points as the first free throw bounds off of the back iron. No good. Zwiener is now 1 out of 3 on free throws tonight. Zwiener will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Joelle Anderson. Anderson has got the ball from Midland, races back the other way. The Warriors are down by a dozen, 65-53 with 2:18 to play here in the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Kelly Page with the ball out of Danny Anderson, lobs it inside to Shepherd. Shepherd working there against Zwiener, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Zwiener grabs the rebound. Laurel Zwiener gets it away now to Abby Jackson, running back the other way. Jackson goes to Van Kirk. She hesitates out here in three-point territory, will not pull the trigger on the three-pointer. Here's Jackson on the right sideline, out to Frankie Peterson. Peterson out of Farmer. She'll take the three. Her shot's way off the mark. No good. Rebound Peterson. Follow shot good. Frankie Peterson, the offensive board and the putback. Hastings down with a 14-point lead, 67-53. Here's Shepherd with the ball in the lane. Shepherd squares around against Williamson. Puts Sierra in the air. There's a shot up there. No good, and a foul's going to be called. Sierra Williamson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her second. So Williamson, the 6-foot junior out of Broomfield, Colorado, picks up a personal foul. We're down to a minute and 38 seconds to go. Taylor Shepherd to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Shepherd will have one more. Into the ball game, Darian Moon. Darian Moon checking in now for Midland. Into the ball game for Hastings College is going to be Chelsea Morton. So Morton comes in at the 1:38 mark. There comes the next shot from the free throw line up and in by Taylor Shepherd. So it is 67-55. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Broncos will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Peterson and Jackson will work back here. No pressure whatsoever in the defensive zone here by the Warriors of Midland. Hastings will stump it across the 10-second line easily here. Here's Abby Jackson with it on the dribble. At the top of the key, comes over to Chelsea Morton. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Backdoor cut. They get the ball to Farmer, and she lays it in. That was too easy. Zwiener gets the assist in that one. Chanel Farmer gets the field goal. Chanel now with 4 points in the ball game, 69-55. Hastings with a 14-point lead. Here's Anderson driving the ball, and it'll be taken away. Frankie Peterson comes down the right sideline. She's got the ball. Now she throws it into the backcourt, and it's going to be retrieved here by Jackson in an over-and-back violation. So Frankie Peterson came in with a nice steal back there and then throws the ball away as she brought it back into the offensive zone. Hastings now with 12 turnovers in the ball game. Midland has turned the ball over 22 times here against the Bronco defense. Abby Jackson checks out into the ball game now. For the Broncos is going to be Autumn Zenon. So it's 69-55. Hastings with the lead. Here's Anderson with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out now to Johnson. She drives it against Farmer. Shot is going to be no good. Farmer is going to be charged with a personal foul. So now Farmer picks up her third foul. That's going to be team foul number 9 of the Broncos. Going to the free throw line will be Jamila Johnson. Johnson has got 14 points in the ball game here from Midland. Her shot is up there and the shot's going to be no good. She is now 1 out of 3 on free throws here tonight. Johnson is a 5'9" junior out of Omaha Marion. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson. Coming out will be Laurel Zwiener. 69-55, Hastings College with a 14-point lead here in women's college basketball. Next shot by Johnson is up there and in. He's now got 15 points in the ball game. The Bronco lead is 13 points. We got 53 seconds to play now as Adam Zenon brings the ball into the offensive zone again. Zenon works out top against Danny Anderson. On the wing, Chelsea Morton has got the ball, moves it down to the baseline. Morton on the dribble, comes out here to Peterson. Frankie with the ball high above her head, sends it inside down to Williamson. Kicks it out here to Zenon. Zena trying to move over with the ball. Gets it out of Chanel Farmer to Williamson. Inside to Peterson. Peterson dishes off to Chelsea Morton. Shines up there and in. Chelsea Morton scores with 27 seconds to play. 71-56. Hastings with a 15-point lead again. Here's a Johnson deep in the corner. She drives the baseline against Zena. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled. Johnson will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play as Autumn Zenon is hit with a personal foul. Autumn picks up her first. That's going to be 10 team fouls now on Hastings. Johnson to the free throw line is 75% foul shooter, and the shot is up there and in, so a three-point play. It's now a 71-59 ball game in favor of Hastings with 15 seconds to go. Autumn Zenon down the far sideline. Zenon gets it back into the forward court, now to Peterson. Peterson holds the ball. Peterson goes over to Chanel Farmer. Farmer drives the ball to the rack. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Moon out of bounds. 2.8 seconds to play. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. And they'll wrap up their 17th victory of the 2013-2014 season here tonight. Hastings will play things in. Zenon gets it into Farmer, and that's going to be the ball game. Hastings College is going to win this baby here tonight. The Broncos beat Midland by a score of 71-59. So Hastings got out to a 29-28 halftime lead. Went on a 22-9 run to begin the second half here. And Hastings gets out of here with a 12-point win, 71-59 over Midland. So Hastings improves to 17-2 on the season. They are now 8-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as they get set to play Morningside coming up on Saturday. Midland drops to 10 wins and 10 losses. They're now 6-4 in conference play. In the final score, Hastings beats Midland tonight by a score of 71-59. Back with a recap right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College women's basketball team picks up a win in the opener tonight. Final score of 71-59. Broncos a little sluggish in the first half of play. In fact, they fell behind 5-0 right off of the bat here. Hastings came back to eventually score 7 straight points to lead for the first time at 7-5. We were tied up at 7. In fact, tied up several times there in the first half of play. We had 4 lead changes in the first 20 minutes, and we had the score tied 6 different times. Hastings eventually got out to a 29-28 halftime lead. Then Hastings opens up the second half. They were the aggressor after halftime. They go on a 24-9 run to begin the second half of play, got out to a 53-37 advantage. And Hastings goes on to win tonight by a score of 71-59. So the Broncos win their 11th straight ball game here tonight. They are now 17-2, 8-2 in the conference. They'll get set to take on Morningside, the last team to beat them way back in November to start the conference season. That ball game will be coming up on Saturday here at the Osborne Sports Complex beginning at 2 o'clock with the guys playing at 4 o'clock on Saturday. Midland drops to 10 wins and 10 losses, and now 6-4 in conference play. Again, Hastings winning tonight in women's college basketball by a score of 71-59. We'll come back and check the final numbers in this one right after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College women's basketball team wins tonight by a score of 71-59. Checking the final scoring in the ball game here tonight. Laurel Zwinner, she leads the way for Hastings as she scores 15 points in the ball game tonight. She had 7 field goals and she was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Jamie Van Kirk, she comes up with 14 points in the ball game tonight. She had 3 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal. She was 3 of 4 from the line. Also in double figures tonight for Hastings was Cammy Bruckman. She had 4 field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Zwinner with 15, Jamie Van Kirk with 14, Cammy Bruckman had 10. The other scorers, Abby Jackson, she had 9 points tonight, 4 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Frankie Peterson on 3 field goals. 4 points for Chanel Farmer on 2 field goals. Autumn Zenon, she had a 3-pointer in the ball game tonight for 3. Sierra Williams. The other scorers for Hastings, we see Alex Edwards got in there. She had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. She actually had 5 in the ball game. Kelsey Morton got in there late and then a field goal for 2. Again, Laurel Zwinner leading the way again for Hastings College as she scores 15 points in the basketball game. Meanwhile, for Midland, they were led tonight by Jamila Johnson. She had 18 points. Johnson in the ball game tonight. She knocks down 1 3-pointer. She had 6 2-point field goals. And Johnson was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Jamila Johnson had 6 points in the first half, 12 more in the second. She finishes with 18 points. She was the only player to reach double figures tonight for Midland. Annie Anderson, she had 9 points. She had a couple of 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal. And she was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for her 9. Kelly Page had 3 3-pointers for 9 points. 8 points for Joelle Anderson on 4 field goals, and she was 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Taylor Shepard, she had a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the line for 6 points. 1 point for Holly Diedrich, she was 1 out of 2 from the stripe. And Sammy Lucari, she scores just 1 point here tonight. She had a free throw in the first half. She was actually... She came up sick during the bus trip down here from Fremont, and Lucari did not play a whole lot in the second half here for the Warriors. So Hastings College wins it tonight by a score of 71-59. Checking the shooting numbers in the ball game here tonight. Hastings was 29 out of 65 from the floor tonight for 44%. Midland, they were 23 out of 52 for 44%. Hastings, they converted on 5 out of 16 from three-point range for 31%. Midland, they were 6 out of 14 for 42%. From the free throw line, Hastings was 8 out of 15 for 53%. Midland, they were 7 out of 16 for 43%. The rebounds, Midland out-rebounding Hastings tonight, 37-30. Midland had 9 offensive rebounds and 28 on defense for the Warriors. Hastings had 10 offensive rebounds and 20 on defense. So Midland does a job on the boards, 37-30 over Hastings tonight. 25 turnovers there for Midland. Hastings College had 12 turnovers. Midland had 1 block shot and 6 steals. And Hastings had 1 block shot and 12 steals. So Hastings College again wins this ball game by a score of 71-59. The score was tied 9 times tonight, 5 lead changes. Biggest lead for the Broncos was 10 points that occurred with about 11 minutes to play in this basketball game. Midland led by as many as 7 in the first half with a 4:55 mark. But Hastings College goes on to win tonight, final score of 71-59. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gavers as we sneak closer to game time for game number 2 tonight as we continue with Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.